This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Much as it's no fun delivering bad news, I am obliged to tell you that the sliver of privacy you thought you had in this digital world of ours may be even slimmer than you'd thought. I'm speaking here of something called a super cookie, just like regular digital cookies, but creepier, especially if you're with AT&T or Verizon. Those mobile carriers have been taking the internet browsing done by more than 100 million of their customers and making it a bit more trackable. Super cookies could be the future of mobile advertising, a grave threat to personal privacy, or both. Stan Alcorn explains what makes those cookies so super.
Let's start with the old-fashioned non-super cookie. Jacob Hoffman Andrews at the Electronic Frontier Foundation says that's been the standard way to track people online for nearly 20 years.
The metaphor I use when I teach is I say a cookie is like a name tag.
You step into a website and you get a unique identifying name tag or cookie stuck to your shirt or internet browser. If you forget to take it off, even if it's got a fake name or a series of numbers written on it, anybody watching can see where you go next.
But you also have the option to tear off that name tag.
You can delete those cookies on your desktop computer.
On mobile, we don't have the cookie.
Jenny Wise, mobile marketing analyst at Forrester, says this is the reason for Verizon and AT&T's super cookies. They're a way to track users for targeted ads on the growing mobile internet.
That's sort of the holy grail for advertisers, and ad tech is on the case.
But Verizon's super cookie can't be taken off like a name tag, according to security researcher Jonathan Mayer.
One possible analogy that comes to mind here is a license plate.
Hoffman Andrews again.
That's a very good metaphor, but so much of our intellectual and political life takes place on the internet now, it would amount to a license plate for your brain.
Because it's tied to every question you Google and every article you read. But Verizon says those license plates will be changed regularly and that it doesn't offer any better tracking than what's already out there. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.